This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now, what's that sound?
As we mark the conclusion of our celebration of Black History Month, we are reminded of our nation's path toward civil rights and the work that still remains to be done. Recent threats targeting Jewish community centers and vandalism of Jewish cemeteries, as well as last week's shooting in Kansas City, remind us that while we may be a nation divided on policies, we are a country that stands united in condemning hate and evil in all of its very ugly forms. At the same time, my administration has answered the pleas of the American people for immigration enforcement and border security. For that reason, we will soon begin the construction of a great, great wall along our southern border. As we speak tonight, we are removing gang members, drug dealers, and criminals that threaten our communities and prey on our very innocent citizens. Tonight, I am also calling on this Congress to repeal and replace Obamacare. With reforms that expand choice, increase access, lower costs, and at the same time provide better health care. We must support the incredible men and women of law enforcement. I have ordered the Department of Homeland Security to create an office to serve American victims. The office is called VOICE, Victims of Immigration Crime Engagement. We are providing a voice to those who have been ignored by our media and silenced by special interests. Finally, to keep America safe, we must provide the men and women of the United States military with the tools they need to prevent war. If they must, they have to fight, and they only have to win. I just spoke to our great General Mattis, just now, who reconfirmed that, and I quote, "Ryan was a part of a highly successful raid that generated large amounts of vital intelligence that will lead to many more victories in the future against our enemy." Ryan's legacy is etched into eternity. Thank you. I am asking everyone watching tonight to seize this moment, believe in yourselves, believe in your future, and believe once more in America. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless the United States.
It's what leaders do, ladies and gentlemen. They give you a vision of what, you know, where you're heading, what your purpose is all about. And this is what Donald Trump did very effectively. As Chris Wallace said, tonight, speaking of last night, Trump became president of the United States of America. And I especially was touched by his summation and the summary of the vision that he has for America in making us once again great and allowing for its citizens to, you know, enjoy what it is that they want most, and that is to live on purpose, to enjoy the freedoms that are associated with our God-given rights, that we truly are a country that is the land of the free and the home of the brave. This is Bill Martinez. We've got more coming up as we come to you live from Orlando, Florida for Proclaim 17 NRB International's Christian Media Convention. Stay with us, America. We've got more coming up.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's our mission. It's what it's all about. And we're going to pursue the truth no matter where it leads us. Because if you're going to make a choice, you might as well make it based on the facts and the truth. Our next guest here, as we come to you live from NRB's International Christian Media Convention in Orlando, Florida, is Don Bongards. Let me give you a little bit of background for Don. He earned a Bronze Star in Vietnam as an Army lieutenant before working as an engineering manager for Westinghouse and Ingersoll Rand, the author of four books. He's also written technical papers for the American Society of Mechanical Engineers and international conferences and holds seven patents. Don, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill, for having me on your show and your interest in my book.
Absolutely. And, of course, I want to thank you for your service in Vietnam.
Oh, thank you.
And what you did on behalf of preserving freedom for our country. Appreciate it. Thank you, sir. His brand new book, Self-Evident, Undeniable Proofs That Science is Discovering God and the possibly revealing his plan for humanity. How did this come about, Don?
Well, since retirement, I did a lot of engineering work when I was working, and when I retired, I didn't have any engineering work to do. Mm-hmm. So I decided I'd write some books which would invent the future. Right. In other words, if we have overpopulation problems, non-renewable material depletion, water shortages, food shortages, and also helping the impoverished people around the world, mm-hmm. and finding solutions to that problem.
So along the way, you find a thread that you pull on. Say, wait a minute, there's something there.
I found God in everything that I researched. That's basically it.
Really? So before then, you weren't pursuing God?
I was, but this has led me more towards mm-hmm. God and Jesus Christ.
Yes. So that's the funny thing about the truth, huh?
That's right.
It can go deep and in areas. It's kind of like water. It just flows wherever it flows.
That's right. And I had no intention of writing a book about God, but everything that I researched led me in that direction, and I decided I would write a book about God as a small token of my appreciation for what God has done for me and my life.
Right. And I got to tell you, your voice is so needed because there are so many people like you that their DNA design is such that, they want the proof. Show me the proof. Show me the science. And here you are as an engineer that everything is exact. Interestingly enough, just like God.
Right.
You know, God's very exacting. There's no theory about
That's
it, right?
As an engineer, I can tell design from what is not designed. So it's quite evident that we have a designer
exactly.
of the universe and a designer of us.
That's the thing I was just going to say is that when you notice a design, you know there's got to be somebody behind it, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so here we are. You now come to the point, you say it's self-evident. It's so obvious. As an engineer.
Yes.
As just like we just said.
Right.
You see the design, no question about it, there's a designer.
Right. Well, I not only do that, I say in the front of the book that undeniable proof that science is discovering God. Well, the fact is, science has already discovered God.
Mm.
And I have that proof in this book.
Yes.
And the two main proofs are the impossibility, statistical impossibility of planet Earth existing in the universe on its own without a design. Second most important, and probably even the most important, is the way DNA constructs a living cell.
Mm-hmm.
Darwin never explained that
right
in the beginning.
But Darwin, sadly, gave people enough information to get them off track.
And
to give them a reason to turn their back on God, say God doesn't exist, so they can live according to their own values.
That's right. And I see this, there's a quote from St. Augustine in the fourth century that said, "The book of nature and the book of scripture were both written by the same author.
Mm-hmm.
And they will not be in conflict when properly read and understood." Well, we are not properly reading nature.
Right.
And sooner or later, the science of nature will catch up with the Bible.
Well, it's interesting now. It's been a long road here in this country in dealing with science, particularly as it relates to climate change and,
right,
you know, the front roller coaster we've gone on.
Yes.
That's a very expensive one,
yes,
costly for the treasury of the United States and we the people.
That's right.
That the money has been so irresponsibly spent and designated and in support of this false science. And now it's starting to come out.
Well, you know.
Well, it's been out, I know, but it's now it's becoming more acceptable. Although still in academia, if you don't go along, then you're out of the party.
Well, Mark Twain once said, "It's easier to fool people than it is to convince them that they've been fooled." And I think this is what we're seeing here: that so many people have been fooled that the climate change issue is really a political one.
Mm-hmm.
It's one that's leading us into a global government.
Yes.
And eventually to have a leader of the world, so to speak,
right,
running the world. And in my opinion, there's only one leader of the world that could make it work, and that's Christ.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Not the Antichrist.
That's right. Well, you know, like all these things that come about, even like with Darwinism, it starts out as an idea. It's put out there like a test balloon and see who gravitates to it. And look what happened. I mean, even Darwin presented it with some doubt and skepticism.
Well, it took almost 7 or 8 years before the scientific community latched onto it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really just an excuse not to have to obey God's laws and rules.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's something that has really led our country down the wrong path.
Without a doubt. Don, are we close to, I mean, I start to see, you know, some would say pinpricks of light coming through on this issue.
Mm.
Is there going to be enough pinpricks to where we could, you know, absolutely stop this deal? Because
yes,
there's so much money behind, you know, the whole climate change, global warming, you know, to me, a false science.
Well, in my book, I have quotes from famous scientists and prominent people who essentially say that, I could read one I think that you might find interesting.
Okay.
If you don't mind. Here. It says, "The common enemy of humanity is man. In searching for a new enemy to unite us, we came up with this idea that pollution, the threat of global warming, water shortages, famine, and the like would fit the bill. All these dangers are caused by human intervention, and it is only through changed attitudes and behavior that they can be overcome. The real enemy, then, is humanity itself." And there's another one here.
We got about 30 seconds.
Okay. The models are convenient fictions that provide something very useful.
Well, Don, congratulations on the book. I know it's going to be a blessing, especially for those that are wired accordingly with an engineering DNA. This answers a lot of questions and makes it self-evident, undeniable proof that science is discovering God and possibly revealing his plan for humanity. Don Bungard's, and the book will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you think that works. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you. We're at NRB in Orlando, Florida for Proclaim 17. It's the International Christian Media Convention. And look who we found, Rabbi Jonathan Bill.
Great to bump into
you. Hey, just like this. Don't you love this place?
I'm glad to see you're working.
Hey, well, you know, it's the alternative doesn't do so well, you know. Because God keeps saying, hey, get to work, you know, so we got to do what we have to do. Rabbi Bernis is with us, President and CEO of the Jewish Voice Ministries International. He's been with us many times, and it's good to finally be face-to-face here.
It's a joy.
Hey.
You're better looking in person.
So are you. Hey, don't you know? There's nothing like clarity this evening. Rabbi Bernis is a Jewish believer in Jesus who's been a leader in the Messianic Jewish ministry for more than 30 years, currently serves as President and CEO of the Jewish Voice Ministries International. And we're going to talk about his latest book, and it's one, it's a topic that's been coming up repeatedly, Jonathan, that this is a spiritual battle that we're in. And your book, you look at the spiritual, a revealing look at angels, demons, miracles, heaven and hell.
I do, which has been a real shift for me because I grew up in a Jewish home, and hell was not a reality mm-hmm. in Judaism. Judaism, which was based or rooted in the Bible, has shifted over the years, Bill, unfortunately, to be a very secularized religion. Mm. And it's more about Jewish survival and secularism and making the world a better place. And what I'm trying to do, my primary focus of ministry is to help Jewish people see that there is a God,
yes.
that the reason that we still exist as a people, which is a supernatural topic. The reason we exist as a people still after 5,000 years and 2,000 years of wandering is that there is a God who promised in his word to preserve us as a mm-hmm. people. And that's a sign. That's a supernatural yeah. sign that God is alive and real.
And who else could create a nation in a day?
No one. No one.
No one.
And that's one of the great supernatural fulfillments of Scripture also.
Exactly.
That a people that wandered for 2,000 years without a homeland, really without a common language, were brought back sovereignly to a land that became, again, the state of Israel, the nation of Israel, in a day.
And then not too long after that, we had the Six-Day War. Outmanned, what, 10 to 1?
Over 20 to 1.
20 to 1.
Over 20 to 1. And Bill, think about this. Six-day war, and on the seventh day they rested. God's handprint is all over that victory. And what came out of that was another supernatural occurrence, the restoration of Jerusalem. And that was 50 years ago this year,
mm-hmm.
Bill. So we're celebrating 50 years of the restored state of city of Jerusalem, the nation of Israel,
mm-hmm.
one of the greatest miracles in history.
Well, Jonathan, I got to tell you, I had a distinct honor to visit Israel last year, and you're so surrounded by all these reminders. Because the one thing about the Jewish people, everything, you know, whenever there's something to commemorate, there's an altar, there's some commemorative artifact that's there.
And it's right there. The archaeology is right there.
Amazing. And it sits right there in your face. And it is astounding to me, as you noted earlier, is that the majority of Jews today are very secular.
They're very secular, but very interesting. The first prime minister of the state of Israel, David Ben-Gurion,
mm-hmm.
who was a very secular Jew, said that you can't not believe in miracles
yes.
when you look around and see what has happened. They didn't even mention God. They said you have to believe in miracles. It's a natural occurrence in Israel.
And here it is, you know, with all the partitions, the fences. And in fact, I had some time and met with the major. I'm trying to remember his name off the top of my head that was in charge of designing, you know, the walls and separations and how he had to meticulously go through, not so much to segregate the Jews as much as it was to protect both parties, right?
It was a security issue, and there's a lot of criticism to this day about those walls, but they have curbed suicide or homicidal mm-hmm. bombings by 98%.
Yeah. How is that? I mean, how can you refute that fact?
You can't.
Mm-hmm.
You can't refute that fact. It had to be done. And, you know, Israel has to face the reality that no matter what the world says, they have to survive as a people.
Danny Garza was his name.
Danny Garza.
Danny Garza, yes, the architect. And he shared, you know, some of the things that he had to do in terms of one area in particular that they wanted to save for a soccer field, and found out later that, well, nobody plays soccer, but they wanted it to.
Bill, it's so absurd to me, all of this criticism. We're talking about security. It's not about segregation. This is not the Berlin Wall. This is about protecting a population from murder.
Exactly.
And that's a reality, and no matter what criticism Israel faces, they have to protect their population.
And to just show you how ironic this is, ladies and gentlemen, Arabs can come freely into Jewish areas. Not a problem. They feel very safe. But Jews are not allowed to go into the Arab areas, right?
I'll tell you something, and I've been told this many times, that the Palestinians that in the territories that were part of Israel, Bethlehem in particular, much preferred living under Israeli rule than Palestinian rule. Much preferred.
But they're not going to admit that in mass because they've already put themselves in a non-negotiable position.
They'll be killed. They can't.
Yeah, exactly.
They'll lose their businesses. They are under tremendous pressure.
I mean, you've already had situations. I mean, in the other day when President Trump met with the Prime Minister and said, well, I like the solution they come up with, that they agree on. And, of course,
that's a novel idea, isn't it?
It is a novel.
Let them work it out.
But there's no agreement. I mean, when somebody says, I want 100%, and they've already been offered repeatedly over 97% of what they asked for, that's still not good enough.
I have a book coming out about this, by the way.
Oh, yeah, good.
The Palestinian agenda has remained the same since the beginning. Ultimately, the goal is to push Israel into the sea.
Exactly.
It's one state, but it must be their state.
Their state, yeah.
That's the truth.
Yeah. And so how do you negotiate with that?
There is no negotiation.
It's untenable.
That's the challenge. The God's peace plan is the only plan that will work, and it's the Prince of Peace coming.
Amen.
Back to that.
Without a doubt. Well, in your book, a rabbi looks at the supernatural. This had to be, you know, for, like you say, Jews of tradition. You know, you're dealing with the truth and what God has revealed to you over the years of your ministry and your walk with God. And you're able to connect with Jews in much the same way Paul was able to connect with Jews.
Well, it was my upbringing. Until I was 20, that's all I knew. Jesus was the other God. He was the God of Christianity. And the New Testament was a Christian book. We had our religion, Judaism. We had our spiritual leaders, rabbis. And it was a completely separate world from Christianity.
I don't know that I've asked you this before. But what switch finally came on for you that said Jesus is the Messiah?
It was not deep study in the Word. It was supernatural, which is why I wrote the book, because I had a supernatural experience with God, which began really when I was in high school. I was in a group called Young Life. Many have heard of Young Life. And I heard stories about this Jesus who could walk on water and heal the sick and raise the dead. And I thought, they have a great God. Our God is distant. He's checked off the scene. He's too holy for us to even pronounce his name. But this Jesus is amazing. But I was Jewish, and Jews don't believe in Jesus. But in college, through the testimony of a girlfriend and then finally agreeing to go to her Bible study, I was taken upstairs and shown scriptures that I'd never seen, like the wage of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. And Bill, I didn't see any vision. I didn't hear a voice, but I felt for the first time the presence of the living God in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that I was separated from him, and everything changed at that moment. I've never been the same. And that was 37 years ago.
So a Damascus-like moment.
It was
you.
A Damascus. If I was on a horse, I would have fallen off.
Would have been it. That's great. Well, Jonathan, as we wrap things up here, I want you to tell everybody how they can be in contact with your ministry and get their hands on your book. We got about 15 seconds.
Sure. We have a simple email address. It's jewishvoice.org. Just jewishvoice.org, and we have lots of opportunities to learn, to study, and to go on a short-term outreach to reach Jewish people.
Jonathan Byrne.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many people with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
Sometimes diabetes can feel more like don't-a-beaties. Don't do this, don't forget that. But with a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by for expert pharmacy care in-store or online via pharmacy chat. Pick up the medications you rely on and get savings on testing supplies from all major brands like Accucheck and Walgreens True Metrics. Walgreens has just what you need to do more with diabetes. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
More taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Got some good fun for you. Ginger Sanders is with us, and this is becoming an annual event, you know?
It is. You it's good to be back with you. It's good to see you, Bill.
Hey, great seeing you, and you've been rather busy as usual. Ginger is a author, speaker, and chaplain. We have some Billy Graham evangelistic ties and history, so it's good to be visiting with you again.
Thank you. It's good to be here. We have been busy, but God is good.
Amen. Amen to that. Your latest book, Firefly, Sharing God's Light in the Time of Loss. You've been around this. You've been around loss for a while because of what you do in your ministry. And you felt it was time to address this issue so that we could talk to our kids about loss.
Well, actually, Bill, when I started thinking about this was when we were deployed to Sandy Hook with the Billy Graham team as rapid response chaplains.
Right.
And I could see the heartache in the siblings and the families of losing a child. But then we were trained at the Billy Graham Training Center, the Cove, application with children and how to be there for the children because there's children in every disaster.
Yes, right.
But when we came home 3 days later, there was a little boy that died in our community from a tragic accident. And the little boy had a brother. And seeing that little brother stand peering around the door facing as the families were coming in to grieve together and love on mommy and daddy and the grandparents, I could see this little boy standing there by himself and nobody was there with him. And so I started talking and being that little boy's best friend. And he asked questions, and the best way to answer them is honestly.
Yes.
And I prayed to God, just give me an answer. Just give me an answer. And that's where this book came from. God gave me an answer.
And I'm glad you're sharing that Ginger, especially in terms of you're in these situations. You know, we're reminded to go about our lives, you know, pray without ceasing. But there are especially moments when you have to really pray and say, God, you know, I need that aptly spoken word. I need that word that is going to match up with the soul of this person that I'm talking, that you brought, that was a divine appointment that you had right then, right?
It was. And I have not thought about it that way. But God put that little boy in my life, mm-hmm. and the training was perfectly timing. Nothing surprises mm-hmm. God.
Yes.
And he put that little boy in my life, and the story he planted in my heart. And it's been a few years back now, mm-hmm. but the family okayed for me to write this book. Mm-hmm. And so I did, because I wanted others to know that trials and tragedies come, but God is with them. And it starts out with a happy little family, and then there's an incident. And the ambulance, the license plate is John 3:16.
Mm.
And then as we go through the book, there's the question of why it's written on the ball caps. Mm. But at the end of the book, the ball caps become hope.
Mm. Yes.
And so it turns the family to lean on Jesus Christ.
What was the first question he asked you?
He asked me, he said, why are all these people here at my house? And I just turned it back to him and I said, why do you think?
Mm.
And he said, because Trevor's gone to heaven.
Mm.
And I said, yeah. And I just, every question he asked, I answered as honestly as I could. But then one day, and this part is not in the book, he came to me and he says, did you know I'm going to heaven tonight? I went, whoa. And I go, why would you say that? He said, well, Mama says we're going to see Trevor tonight.
Mm.
Well, they were going to the funeral home.
Okay.
And I told him, I said, well, when you get home, we'll talk. And that's when I started praying.
Mm.
God, give me words of wisdom that this little five-year-old boy can understand where his brother is.
Yeah, 5 years old, he thinks he's going to heaven. And I imagine that struck you deep in your heart. You're thinking, what does he mean by this?
Right. It did. It totally caught me off guard. But that's the simplicity. Children hear what they hear, and they believe what
right.
they hear. And it was very simple, because they had already told him his little brother had gone to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're saying, we're going to clean up and we're going to go see him. So what else would you expect?
Exactly.
And that's where he was coming from. And that moment is when I started praying, God, please give me an answer. And just like God, he did not give me that answer until after that little boy came back and he pulls me in the bedroom and he said, let me tell you what I saw.
Oh, wow.
And he starts to tell me, and my heart, I'm still pleading in my heart, God,
mm-hmm.
tell me
what
to say to him.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, my eyes lit on a jar in the bedroom that said fireflies.
Mm.
And God poured out the story. And I was able to share with that little boy. And I'm not going to tell the story, because people can buy the book.
Exactly. You need to buy the book.
Because part of the proceeds do go back to the Billy Graham Rapid Response Team, because
right.
they are the ones that put us on the front lines to start with. But that God shared that story with me. And after I shared it with the little boy, he goes, oh, I get it now. Can I have milk and cookies? And that's all they're looking
yeah.
for is the answer.
Right. And there you are, after pouring out, you're a vessel of God's message. You pour it out to this boy, you're wiped out, ready for a nap, and he wants milk
and cookies. He wants milk and cookies, that's right.
That's what five-year-olds do, right?
Yeah, he's ready to go.
Okay.
And I'm giving him milk and cookies and thanking God for giving me the answer.
Yeah. Amen.
And so I held that in my heart, and then God said, put it in books. Tell other children. Let other children know. And in the back of the book, there's a memory page
mm-hmm.
that you can paste a picture
mm-hmm.
and tell a memory
right.
of any loved one. It could be for a grandparent, a sibling, or an aunt or uncle that passed away. And then there's also a page, how to lead a child to Christ.
Yeah.
It's very simple, and I have released the copyright on that page
mm-hmm.
because two churches had requested that they make a copy and put in their children's ministry area
oh, wow. exactly.
for their Sunday school teachers to have something to go to.
What a blessing.
And, what? You know, the book is not about me. I didn't come up with the story.
Ginger, anything I know about you, it's never about you. But you're just being used by God in such a...
Well, God gives the story. Yeah. I just get to share them.
That's right. It's good. But it is such a blessing all the way around that you are such a willing servant and a voice for what it is that he's doing in people's lives. I mean, it's just amazing.
Well, I was not called to be an author, but God just... This just shows how he can stretch people out of their comfort zone.
Right.
But, you know, God was there for that little family.
Mm.
And that little family gave me their permission to use the story because they wanted something to be meaningful for the child they lost. And I just pray that the others can get something out of this story as well. One of the deputies in our local community, we gave this book, and it's in all of the deputy cars. So if they have an incident, they can share it with the family or just pass it on. And one of the deputies read it, and he said, I wish I had this book 3 years ago. And I said, oh, do you have children? And he said, no, for myself, when my grandfather died.
Oh, wow.
And he said, this book has touched me. Mm. And he said, I am 43 years old.
In terms of now we're several years down the road with this young boy, have you had subsequent contact with him?
Yes. I have to share this with you.
Okay, please.
I had the book, and it was on my laptop and ready to go to press. I had the color, and I let the family read it and get final approval that that everything was okay with them. And the little boy came to read the book. And Mommy and Daddy and I sat there and watched him. He knew how to turn the page on the computer, the whole thing, you know. And he's reading, and I'm watching his face because I didn't know what kind of reaction to expect. And he starts to smile, and he gets to the end, and he smiles real big, and he said, I like this book. And you know what? When you get one, I think I'll buy it. And I said, you don't have to do that. I will make sure you get one. Mm-hmm. And he took it to school for show and tell.
Wow.
And shared it. He actually got to read it to his class.
Well, and, you know, to experience a loss like this of a sibling, even at 5 years old, as much as you know, and to be able to go, you know, get through that process, what a blessing. And God knew, like you said, his perfect timing. He had trained you appropriately.
He did. Nothing surprises God.
Yes.
And even though we're taken aback, we need to be prepared as Christians for everything that comes into our lives. Because Psalm 23 says we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Yes. And we need to be ready to walk in that shadow.
I like that idea that we walk through it, right?
We walk
through
it.
We're not hanging in there.
We walk through, and it's only the shadow that we walk through.
Exactly.
You know.
Amen to that. Ginger Sanders has been with us. And how can people get their hands on, you're going to want to get their hands on your book.
Well, Amazon.com or any local bookstore, if they don't have it on the shelf, they can order it for them. And I would really love for you to go to your local bookstore.
Exactly. And we'll link it on our website, too. Ginger Sanders, Fireflies, sharing God's light in the time of loss. Thank you so much, Ginger.
Thank you, Bill.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
A letter showed up in my mailbox with no tracks in the snow, and it might have been signed by God.
You're not thinking about Corbin, are you? Pray you.
This Friday.
Mackenzie Phillips.
Do I know you?
Believe in miracles.
Why did you bring me here?
The pain inside is befalling you.
We'd like to heal it if you'd let us. That's why you're here, Mackenzie. This is your flying lesson.
The Shack, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. Soundtrack featuring the new single, When I Pray For You, from Dan and Shay, in theaters Friday.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Ringing in the new year means making New Year's resolutions. While some aim to hit the gym more often or establish healthy eating habits, others resolve to make better financial decisions, especially after a season of holiday spending. Bank of America is encouraging greater financial control in the new year with its recently launched spending and budgeting tool, allowing consumers to easily see where their money is going and track their personal goals. The spending and budgeting tool provides mobile and online banking customers with spending history and trends, personalized budget recommendations, and financial education insights and tips. Michelle Moore, Head of Digital Banking, Bank of America.
Empowering our customers to live smarter and simplified financial lives is at the core of everything we do. The new spending and budgeting tool provides our nearly 34 million digital banking customers with a personalized experience to help them start the new year with greater financial control and convenience.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
There's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Headset, sir. Back, America. This is Bill Martinez. Hey, that's what happens when you got to run down the hallway and it's so far down the road. Anyway, we're back with you. Let me take a breath here. We got a real treat for you. We're going to be talking about sight and sound, a incredible theatrical experience that is unbelievable, and we're honored to have with us Maria Jose Tennyson. Maria, welcome to Bill Martinez Live.
Hi, Bill. Glad to be here.
Hey, great to have you here to talk about what you've been doing with Sight and Sound. Give us a little background.
Well, Sight and Sound is actually Bible Stories Live on Theater.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that for people in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, or in that part of the country, or even Branson, Missouri, we're more a household name, we're more common, you know, more well known. But it's basically a 2,000 seat theater where we bring the Bible to life in a dynamic, epic way. So with special effects and animals and a stage that literally wraps around the audience and is 300 feet around the audience.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to do something outside of those two locations, a one-night event showing of Jonah.
Right. Yeah. For years we've been talking about how do we take this experience and bring it to more people. And so we are doing a one-night-only Fathom event on May 2nd, which is a story of Jonah, so Jonah and the whale. Yeah. And it's the experience of being in the theater and shot in front of a live studio audience. So you can actually see the production.
Well, last year we had a chance to speak with one of the founders of Sight and Sound.
Yes.
And it was a real blessing to you know, get in behind the scenes and understand how it's developed and evolved. And I mean, it's absolutely magnificent. I mean, Jonah, the way you do the whale and the effects, I mean, I'm going, how did they do that?
I know. Huh? It's pretty big. Well, it takes 3 years to put one of the shows on stage.
Really?
So
that
from
long?
The time we decide which story we're going to create to the time it actually goes on the stage, it's a 3-year process. So, which is bathed in a lot of prayer and a lot of you know, research and the historical accuracy of the time. We try to bring the stories to life as scripturally accurate as possible. Mm-hmm. But then you get into, like, these stories are epic and the
exactly.
miracles and, you know, the parting of the Red Sea and the whale coming into the audience space. So then that it's really fun with our, you know, technical ability as well.
Yeah, well, it's nice to have the current day technology and the way it's advancing. It makes you imagine what possibly could be 5 years from now, right?
Absolutely. And the sky's the limit. Mm. And we, because of, you know, who we are and the stories that we're telling and the fact that we feel a huge sense of responsibility around bringing the stories to life in a manner that is just, you know, we say we need to be more than world class. We want to be kingdom class.
Yes, exactly.
And so it's really important to do it incredibly well.
And, right. And I was going to say that, Maria, about it in terms of the quality. The level of creativity, and because I think that's been the complaint of a lot of Christians, is what's been represented out there has been, you know, kind of less than.
Right.
This is excellent.
Yeah.
It is just so magnificent. It's something that I believe the body of Christ could say, hey, this is more representative of our King.
Well, if we can do that, if we can absolutely showcase these stories in a way that is more than world class, we're honored to do that. We want to use our resources as well, but we really do believe that they deserve to be told in a dynamic, epic, incredible way.
And you say each story that you do, it's a 3-year project before it comes to stage.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're not our stories. I mean, they're Bible stories. They exist in the Bible, and so we can't take credit for the stories, but we want to tell them in a way that's that just blows people's minds.
Well, it definitely does. There's no question. Why did you choose Jonah as your first Fathom event coming outside of the two location theaters that you currently operate in?
Yeah, well, for lots of reasons. First of all, it's so universally appealing. You know, everybody knows Jonah and the whale, and so they can relate. They're familiar with it. The idea of seeing the whale is exciting.
Yes.
But more than that, Jonah's character is really is flawed.
Yes.
You know, and we
he's
can
us.
All, he's us. We can relate to him absolutely. And
right.
so to see him run away
yes.
and not want to do the thing
right.
that he's supposed to do, who
rise
can relate?
Up. Yeah. Supposed to rise up.
Who can relate to that?
Yes, exactly.
And so we really wanted a character that, and most of the way we tell the stories is we want characters that are relatable.
Yes.
You know, we want to take Moses off the mountain. We want to bring Jonah to life in a way that people are like, that's me. I've done that. You know, and I have a Nineveh of my own.
Yes.
And we can all relate to that. So not only is it spectacular and fun and the underwater scene is whimsical and colorful and just magical, but also it has characters that we can all relate to.
Yeah, and he gets in the whale. That's good fun.
Yes,
too, right?
That's very fun.
Very imaginative.
Yes. Yes.
I'm giving a little bit away here, but you know, for those that have already seen Jonah can understand, but for this One Night Fathom event, it's going to be real special because I sat there continuing. I go, how did they come up with this?
You know? It is fun. It's fun to Matt to brainstorm with the team and actually come up with solutions to that.
And the musicians must love being associated with it because this is all original music that you're coming in, you're scoring with this play, right?
Yes, we work with composers all from all over the place, mainly from Los Angeles in the last few shows.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually do the recording with our orchestras. We just did London for our next show. We've done Prague. It's fun. It's really fun to do that.
So where do you see this going next?
Well, you know what? We never know. The sky's the limit with the Lord. And,
yes.
and we just feel that, you know, we want to have a posture of to be receptive to how the Lord wants to use us and our not just our individual giftings as a team,
mm-hmm.
but certainly as an organization. And so as long as he allows us to tell his stories, we're privileged to do so.
Well, You've had something like 22 million viewers worldwide. Is that the current count?
Yeah, 1.4 million last year alone, but 22 part cumulative, yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. That is amazing mm-hmm. that they're all being touched, going, telling yes. their friends about mm-hmm. this. And, of course, this will take Sight and Sound to a whole other level with this One Night Fathom event. And I just see nothing but success for you.
Well, we're just excited to be able to bring the Sight and Sound experience to more people yeah. and in an accessible way, you
exactly.
know, because not everybody can go to Branson or Lancaster.
Exactly.
So now we have a lot, 600 theaters nationwide,
right.
and hopefully we'll be able to bring that experience to more people.
And you want to get your tickets early, so
yes.
do that, right? All you got to do is Jonah on Stage Movie.
Movie.com.
.com, mm-hmm. right there, so you can find the location.
Or the Fathom event.
The Fathom event, and buy your tickets right there. Let me tell you, I got a little bit of a preview on this, and I will share with you. It's going to blow you away. And for those people that have seen it up close and personal already in Branson or Lancaster, they've been blessed by this as well. But mm-hmm. to be able to see it on the big screen, this is going to be a whole nother appreciation, isn't it?
It's a lot. It's
and I think not only for the people, but for the people on staff that have
yeah.
created this, right?
Absolutely. We're all so excited about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is exciting. So, what needs does Sight and Sound have right now? I mean, is there anything that we can be praying for Sight and Sound? I mean, other than, you know, the normal stuff, is there, what's on your target? Your next objective?
Yeah, well, I think that just continuing to stay relevant and to be able to use, you know, what the resources that we have and the calling that we feel that the Lord placed on our hearts in a way that's going to be as impactful. And honestly, Bill, I think that we're all very aware with the state of our society today.
Mm-hmm.
And just how hard, you know, it feels just out in the world. And we feel like we want to be a voice in that,
yes.
in bringing truth and bringing life,
yes.
In everything that we do, not just our individual conversations, certainly as an organization, but even our platform as a, you know, Christ following organization.
Right.
And, so just wisdom and mm-hmm. Receptivity to that.
And I'm glad the way you've said this, Maria, because this is what I'm seeing as well mm-hmm. in our culture today. I mean, trying to find things to go to that is family friendly,
yeah.
that is going to bless the family.
Mm-hmm.
Hollywood, you know, even though it's amazing to me, I've had many conversations with Dr. Ted Baer,
mm-hmm.
and they've pointed out how much more successful family friendly movies are,
yeah.
especially message movies that are faith based mm-hmm. oriented. And here you are taking, you know, tried and true stories of the Bible and bringing them to, you know, to life in a sense in a stage setting. I mean, it's real special.
Oh, what a privilege it is to be able to do that. I mean, like, especially to touch children, you know,
oh,
to be able
goodness,
to, like,
yes.
connect with them in
right.
a way that is impactful. But it's a privilege, and it's a huge responsibility as well, because we get to speak into the next generation.
Oh, and now what others besides Jonah do you do? Will people have a chance to see in Lancaster or mm-hmm. Branson, Missouri, for those that want to take a field trip? You
yes.
want to go field trip? We've got two places you can go to. Have a great time.
Actually, the fun is the Jonah is actually live on stage
yes.
in our Lancaster location this year.
Right now,
so
okay.
it is playing right. It starts next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It opens in Lancaster. And for those of you closer to Branson, we have Moses playing.
Okay.
So, and that is also as epic as Jonah is, with all the miracles
mm-hmm.
and
I
the
bet.
Parting of the Red Sea. And the Ten Commandments, and it's just an incredible production. Also, very relatable characters, very powerful story.
Mm-hmm. Now, how many Bible studies have you gone through? Is it just Moses and Jonah, or no?
You mean the stories?
Yeah, right.
yeah, we've done everything from in the beginning, which is the story of Adam and Eve.
Right.
So over time, Sight and Sound has done 30. This will be our 33rd show.
Wow. Well,
so
congratulations.
Over 40 years. Yep.
Well, remind you again, go to jonahmovie.com.
Yes.
jonahmovie.com. Get your tickets. Find the locations. One Night Fathom event.
May 2nd.
Maria, thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you so much, Bill.
Appreciate it.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Did you know there's a